We are continuing in our 2021 series, which actually will go on into a little, about 10 weeks worth of 2022 as well, as we've been looking at Jesus is in the Bible, and we're getting a glimpse of him in each of the books. We've been working our way through as we started in Genesis back on the first Sunday of January, and here we find ourselves in Proverbs. And we're reminded as we think about Jesus throughout the Bible that he shared as he was here on his earthly mission, he shared with the folks of his day. We find it in the Gospel of John where he says, you know, you look in Scripture for eternal life, but in fact you should be looking for me because they testify about me. In the song that I used as an inspiration for this series, he speaks of Proverbs as wisdom's cry. And we also can see, as we read throughout Proverbs, we find that the Messiah would be from everlasting to everlasting. He would be the Son of God. We read that in one of the Proverbs. But he is our wisdom, is a common theme as we think about Jesus in Proverbs. The wisdom of God we read about in the New Testament. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." Jesus is personified in the wisdom of God. And we see that in the context of our scripture today. It is in the context of wisdom's call, but we can get a glimpse of Jesus in our scripture reading today as well. Would you please stand as we honor the reading of God's word? "The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was formed long ages ago, at the very beginning when the world came to be. When there were no watery depths, I was given birth. When there were no springs overflowing with water. Before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the world or its fields or any of the dust of the earth. I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep. When he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep. When he gave the sea its boundary so the waters would not overstep his command. And when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was constantly at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind." The word of God for the people of God. Now, as we work through that, it is in the context that we find it in Proverbs. It is a call on wisdom. In fact, we find that in Proverbs in those first eight chapters, there is an in and out call of wisdom and a warning for us if we don't follow the wisdom that's there. And then starting in chapter 9, then we start getting into a lot of chapters where there's, you know, every verse is some other little nugget of information that is shared and shared as wisdom. But I'd like for us to think about wisdom as our scripture is in that context, and perhaps as you heard those words and saw them on the screen or in your Bible, you might have said, you know, some of that could be Jesus, and some have said, you know, that sort of alludes to Jesus. But it is in the context, and if you read it in its entire context, it is speaking of wisdom. So I'd like to share about wisdom today. I'm not necessarily saying I'm an expert on wisdom, but I'd like to share about it today. And one thing about wisdom, wisdom comes with age. It comes from the experiences that we have. We learn from those. We learn from our mistakes. Some of us don't like making mistakes. Some of us might even claim we don't make many mistakes. But we all make mistakes. We all have experiences. And we learn from that and we gain wisdom. Many of us probably have said, as we've gotten a little older, "Boy, if I only knew then what I know now, wouldn't that be a lot? Life would be a little better." And then we, you know, I know with my sons, you try to, you know, "If I knew then what I know now, maybe if I say it to my sons, they might listen," but that doesn't always work either. Otherwise, each generation would keep getting better. But it seems like we all have to learn our own lessons. And so wisdom comes with age and those experiences and those lessons learned. Now, you know, gray hair comes on sometimes because of stress, but gray hair also comes on because of age. And That's okay, because it is a splendor to have gray hair. And if you don't believe me, that's what Proverbs says. The glory of young men is their strength. But gray hair, the splendor of the old. Wisdom comes with age. Wisdom gains splendor in our scripture reading today. Wisdom gains splendor before creation. She said, even before God put the heavens and the earth in place, I gained splendor. I was there with God. Wisdom is found throughout the ages and through the experiences of mankind. Proverbs calls us in these first several chapters, and in this chapter 8, of which we just read a portion, calls us to wisdom. Wisdom is a gift from God. His word, his spirit. Wisdom comes with age. But also wisdom comes by understanding. We read the Old Testament stories and the history. Many of us heard a lot of those stories as kids in Sunday school, and maybe we didn't understand all the ramifications that meant for life, but they were good stories to hear and to share and to sing about. But they're there to help us learn about God and his character and how he interacted with his people. We see prophecies throughout his word. We see warnings that we're to understand. And we have that wisdom by understanding those warnings, as well as the prophecies and the stories. The parables of Jesus that we read in the Gospels, I always found it interesting on many of those parables, not every single one, but many of them, he shared the parable with the people, and then when it was just him and his disciples, he said, what are you talking about, Jesus? They wanted to understand. They wanted that wisdom that comes by understanding. Explain what you were saying. You know, Jesus often, after many of those, said, you know, let him with ears hear this, or anyway, you'll have to look it up and see what he said. But Jesus always, let him with ears hear. I'm not repeating it right at all. I should have wrote it down. But Jesus' parables were to share wisdom and understanding what that wisdom. With wisdom comes understanding. Reading through the Proverbs, there's a lot of wisdom just in this book alone. Little nuggets. Now, sometimes they're fun little nuggets. Although some of you may not think it's so fun, the ones I wanted to share today. We went through Proverbs in our Sunday school class downstairs several years ago. We went through them, and the husbands that were attending, we were a little bit outnumbered. But we remember three different verses I wanted to share with you. Proverbs 21:19, better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and nagging wife.
I believe that.
Okay. Woo! All right. A response from to God's word and his wisdom. Okay. But this wasn't the only little nugget we had fun in Sunday school. I don't know that those three guys, or four of us, I think, four husbands, but we actually ran across a different one 10 verses earlier than this. Better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. And if the writer of Proverbs was trying to drive a point home, four chapters later, in chapter 25, verse 24, he says the same thing. Better to live on a corner of the roof than to share a house with a quarrelsome wife. Now, we don't remember any of the rest of Proverbs, but us husbands remember those three verses. It's a little fun. There is a lot of little nuggets throughout Proverbs that we might gain wisdom by understanding. Paul, when he wrote to Corinthians, he says, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom. A mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. Wisdom is prepared and provided by God so that we might find understanding. And wisdom comes in Christ. He provides wisdom that go beyond our years. No matter our age, whether we have gray hair or we are young with strength, Jesus provides wisdom beyond our years. Jesus can provide wisdom beyond our experience. Sometimes, I've never done that. I've never taught a Sunday school class. I've never talked to someone about Jesus. I've never invited someone to church. But Jesus, the wisdom we find in Him, can provide what we need to get beyond that point. He is beyond our years. He's beyond our experience. He is beyond our knowledge and often beyond our understanding. We read His words in the gospel. We read about Him throughout the Bible as we've been going through this series. And we also know, as He promised, His Spirit is within us. In John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, I forget which verse, Jesus says, don't worry about the words you'll say, because My Spirit will give to you. The Holy Spirit will give you the words you need. The Holy Spirit will prompt you for the action you need to take. We get all, I shouldn't say we. Sometimes I include you, and maybe I shouldn't include you, but just speak to myself. God will provide through His Holy Spirit the wisdom in Jesus, the wisdom that comes in Christ. He is willing and able to provide that when we need it. And sometimes I'm trying to get down that point down there. God's saying, let's take care of this point right here. And let me give you the wisdom for this moment. And when we get down that path, I'll give you the wisdom you need then too. Jesus says for us there in John chapter 14 to not worry about that so much. The Holy Spirit will give us what we need. Wisdom comes in Christ. Beautiful, I remember reading this as a kid, but to me, one of the most beautiful sections in the Gospels is John. Maybe it's because it's a different version of the Christmas story, because the Christmas story is beautiful. We share it every year. But in John chapter 1, those first four verses, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And if you want to put Jesus in where it says Word, that's who they're talking about. Verse 14 is very clear about that. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was and is God. He was with God in the beginning, and through Him all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Jesus was there before wisdom. In our scripture today, wisdom says, it was great. God created me, gave me birth before the heavens and the earth. Wisdom was there first. Jesus was there before that. For Jesus, who is God, the Holy Spirit, who is God, God the Father, who is God, three persons in one. We sang that in Holy, Holy, Holy. God in three persons, blessed Trinity, never had a beginning, is present everywhere, and will never end. Jesus was there before wisdom. Jesus created wisdom. In our scripture there in John, that's one that really hits me. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. Wisdom was created by Jesus. Wisdom comes in Christ. Jesus is wisdom. Proverbs 30 shares this in the first four verses. The sayings of Agur, son of Jacob, an inspired utterance. This man's utterance to Ithiel, I am weary, God, but I can prevail. Surely I am only a brute. Some translations say an ignorant man. But NIV translates it, "Surely I am only a brute, not a man. I do not have human understanding. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I attained to the knowledge of the Holy One. Who has gone up to heaven and come down? Whose hands have gathered up the wind? Who has wrapped up the waters in a cloak? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is the name of his son? Surely you know. Jesus is the name of the son. And Jesus is in Proverbs." Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you for the call to wisdom. We thank you that we indeed find true wisdom in Christ. And pray, Father, that not only as we glean wisdom from the book of Proverbs, but that as we glean wisdom from all of your word, as wisdom is shared through the presence of your Holy Spirit in our lives, may we listen to her. May we listen to the gift you have given us in your wisdom, the wisdom that we find in Christ. And Father, as we do that, as we follow your lead, as we respond to you, as you lay our path out, a step at a time ahead of us, we'll be careful to give you honor, glory, and praise. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.